State fire officials believe it will be an active wildfire season this summer, and they're warning people with drones to stay away. KUER's Brian Grimmett reports.
That is the sound of a small radio-controlled quadcopter, better known as a drone, taking off. And it's a sound that state and national fire officials don't like hearing. Jason Curry is a spokesman for the Utah Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands.
Policy is on wildfire. When a drone is spotted, we have to ground all of our aerial operations immediately until that situation is resolved. So the message is, if you fly, then that means we can't.
Recently, the problem has only gotten worse as drone technology becomes cheaper and easier for regular people to buy. The National Interagency Fire Center is worried about it enough that they've even launched a 30-second public service announcement.
No drone flight or picture or video is worth a life.
Ryan Wood is the marketing manager of Rocky Mountain Unmanned Systems. They sell and service drones for both recreational and commercial use. He says they've seen a huge increase in the number of people who are using drones, and when they buy from his shop, he does his best to educate them on the law.
Basically, you know, if you adhere to those rules, stay out of restricted airspace, and, you know, stay away from crowded areas, and really using that term, you know, the common sense, where if you think to yourself, I probably shouldn't be flying here, you shouldn't be flying there.
The Federal Aviation Administration regulates the use of drones, even for recreational purposes. To help those new to the hobby, they've set up an informational website that can be found at knowbeforeyoufly.org. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.